Well, the man behind Seattle's beloved Dick's Drive-In has died. Dick Spady passed away Sunday morning at the age of 92. KUOW's Paige Browning has more.
Before he was a Seattle restaurant icon, Spady grew up in Portland, Oregon. Born in 1923, he served in the Navy during World War II, attended Oregon State University, then went into commercial real estate. Dick's son, Jim Spady, spoke with KUOW in 2013 about the moment that inspired his dad's business. Jim Spady says his dad asked a diner server how many days it took to sell a case of burgers.
And the guy said, oh no, we sell all that in a day plus another one twice as big. The light went off over my dad's head and he thought, geez, if I could just make a nickel for every hamburger I could sell, I'd have a pretty good business.
So in 1954, Dick Spady and two business partners opened the first Dick's Drive-In in the Wallingford neighborhood. They have sold low-cost burgers, fries, and shakes ever since. Dick Spady was proud to pay his employees higher than minimum wage. Now Jim Spady, the company president, says they're continuing that legacy.
So you come and work for us, and we'll pay your way to the community college for 2 years, and we'll pay $8,000 a year towards your tuition at the UW.
Spady says his dad lived a great life and was very grateful. Dick Spady ate at least one Dick's burger a week. He is survived by his wife and five children. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.